Okay, so my name is Alex. I am 21 years old. Today is March 22nd, 2019, and I'm speaking with Garrett, and he is a good friend of mine. And we're in Plymouth, New Hampshire, up in Lamson Library. And we're having a conversation about religion and what it means. So to start things off, I'm going to start off with one that's a little bit easier. So what does religion mean to you? What was it like when you were younger?
It was a bigger part of my mother's family and my grandparents' family than it has ever been in mine. They were all religious and they went to church. Mm-hmm. My grandmother still goes to church every Sunday and special events and stuff. And my mother grew up going to church, and I just never went when I was growing up.
Yeah.
I went with friends sometimes. Mm-hmm. I would spend the night at my friend's house, and we'd go because his parents were pastors at a church.
Is that Josh's family or?
No, his name was Will.
Okay.
He moved away in high school, but.
Yeah. I actually don't know. What religion is your family? Or is it a little complicated?
My grandmother goes to an Episcopal church. Mm-hmm. The one that I went to for my first ethnographic exercise.
Yeah.
I think when my mom was growing up with them, they were Christian.
Okay.
So I don't know what, I don't really keep tabs on her, and I'm like, but.
It's a little complicated.
Yeah, I think she kind of just goes to go. It's not really a specific thing.
Okay. Just, it means something to her, but it's also going through the motions of it's something she's done.
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Okay. Well, having gone to church, what are your thoughts on God then? Diving in a little bit deeper, getting underneath all those layers.
I think I have appreciation for people that practice religion and they believe in it thoroughly, but I don't think there's really any way to know what's actually going on and if there actually is a God. Mm. There could be, but I've never had any experience that would point me directly to there's a God and he did this for me, or there this is what he's done for me.
Mm-hmm.
Again, I know, I don't have disrespect for anybody that does it. I'm mm-hmm. not gonna badmouth them or anything, because one of my best friends loves them.
Yeah.
And it's not weird to discuss it with anybody. It's because I'm not
I hope
wrong.
Not. We're sitting right here discussing it.
It's not like I'm saying you're completely wrong. It's not a mm-hmm. thing. Yeah. It's more just I don't know if it's a thing. I can't be sure. I can't be not sure.
Yeah.
So.
You don't have any evidence against it.
But. Yeah, exactly. But I don't really see any definitive evidence for it either.
Yeah. So what are some objects that you think when discussing religion? What are some maybe images or things that just come to your head?
Cross.
Mm-hmm.
Church. Big stone church. Lots of windows that are stained glass, which is the Episcopal church that my grandmother goes to. And I think there's also the pews, the rows of pews,
mm-hmm.
the choir.
Yep.
Very open and echoey if you're the only one in there.
Yep.
And I guess if I had to picture God and I was thinking of it, I just pictured a white guy with long hair and some white robes.
Yeah. Yeah. What holidays probably come to mind first?
Christmas.
Yeah.
It doesn't have any really religious meaning to me or to my, I guess it kind of does in my family. We say grace before dinner and everything like that, but we're not. Mm-hmm. I don't know, I guess.
Are there any holidays that have religious connotation in your family, or that you still do any rituals for that have spirituality with it?
I don't think so, no. Because for Easter, it's just we get together and we egg hunt, and it's not
I mean, for some people, that's a ritual. Some people get really into that egg hunt. So.
I wouldn't say it's a religious ritual.
Yeah.
And the same thing for Christmas. It's not really we're getting together to celebrate God and the birth of him or anything. It's just getting together with family and spending time together. It's more the religious holidays, I feel like, are more about family than it is really focused on anything religious.
Yeah.
Although it could, like, my other family members could be there thinking that it's, we're here for the religious purpose of it. I don't see it that way.
Yeah, it's more about you all being together
yeah.
than what else may be.
Exactly.
Okay. So how do you think religion is practiced in the holidays and how that might have changed? Do you think it's changed for reasons besides maybe people are becoming less religious, or does it have more to do with commercialization? I know it's definitely a different question.
I think...
But I thought it was an interesting one.
I think it's becoming... The holidays are becoming less and less of a religious practice or a religious, like, gathering. Obviously, there's still church services and everything, but I feel like it's... nowadays, with how kids see it, it's more about the presents and or, like, getting the candy out of the eggs, or...
Yeah.
It doesn't... For them, it's more... I get free stuff. Like,
yeah.
But it's not... I think it's definitely changing, and it used to be, like, this is a religious day, it's a sacred day, we get together and we do nothing but sacred things with our family.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think it's like that anymore.
So, knowing that, do you want to pass religion on to your kids so they know why the day is important, besides just getting candy out of the eggs and presents and things? Or are you going to maybe keep things a little bit separate?
I don't think it didn't really play an important role in my life, and I do understand still that it's their religious events and their religious holidays, and that's why they're holidays to begin with. It started with religion. But I don't think it's, well, I think it's important to teach them that and let them know, like, this is what this holiday is for. I'm not going to, like, I'll pass it on to them, but only through the experiences that I've had. Like, the same things, just, it's time for family, and that's it, I guess.
It's a time for family to gather.
Yeah, more than just, like, this is a sacred day.
Mm-hmm.
It would be just, this is a family day, instead of...
Yeah. Okay, let's see. Have you personally had a profound religious or spiritual experience?
I don't think so, no. There's nothing... There's nothing that really changed my view on religion. It's not like I hated it when I was growing up, and then eventually I was like, oh, it's not that bad. And it, the other way around either. It wasn't like, oh, I loved it and now I hate it. So I don't think it really, there was ever really anything that opened my eyes to in either direction.
Yep. So having grown up with religion, what lessons did it maybe teach you? Like, I grew up with VeggieTales, so I learned a lot from that about who to be as a person. But what did your religion teach you about who to be as a person? Do you need a second?
I don't... I don't think it really... I don't know what my parents were teaching me and what their intentions were with what they were teaching me.
Mm-hmm.
I guess on my father's side, my grandmother on his side was also very religious. So they're both, it was kind of a generation thing.
Mm-hmm.
Both sides' grandparents are both very religious. But he also never, like, from what I saw, he never practiced it, never went to church, never, like, really took it to heart.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I mean, I don't know what they could have been teaching me that from what they had learned.
Mm-hmm.
So obviously that would put some sort of religious context with it.
Yep.
Because if what they learned through their parents was because of the religion, then they have that with them, so they would teach it for the same reason. Even if they didn't realize that they were being taught it because of religion, it would be brought down to me through that, and I don't know. Like,
yeah. That made sense.
It made sense in my head.
And it made sense out loud, too. So, we've kind of established that you were more religious when you were younger.
Yeah.
But why do you think that's evolved as you've gotten older?
Why have I gotten less religious? I don't think that I, like I said before, I didn't have any like eye-opening experience. So I never really thought that it was, I don't want to say worth the time, because that seems like just shoving it away as something like, this is ridiculous, but that's like, I didn't really see the importance of it in my life. Because I had, like, I was never really like, I hate my life so much, like, I need something to turn to, and it was never like, religion's there, because it just never happened. So I think, I don't remember the original question.
Why do you think you became less religious as you got older?
I don't know. I also, well, when I was younger, when I went to that Episcopal church, I was in middle school, and I also needed community service hours. I needed 40 community service hours before I could graduate middle school. And I didn't have them, and it was middle of seventh grade. And it was for all 4 years, so it would be easy if you just did 10 a year. But for some reason, I didn't do them. So it was middle of seventh grade year, and I was like, wow, I gotta do something. And it turned out that the Episcopal church that I was at needed altar boys. So I said, okay, I'll help. Like, my friend Will did it. I have no problem with that. I'll jump in and help you. And it didn't, like, it's not that I would sit there and just zone out, but I would do, I would go through the whole ritual with them, like, go and get dressed 15 minutes early in the robes and everything with a medal, and then carry the candle up the walkway and sit down at the front by the altar. But I never, like, I guess I never really thought about it more deep than that.
Yeah.
I was never really like, what is actually going on here? It was more just
going through the motions.
Yeah, kind of. Because it, like, I didn't really see the importance of it. So, I mean, it didn't negatively affect why I don't do it now. It's just I still don't really see the importance of it to my life.
Yeah.
Like, I'm decently happy where I am. and it's, I don't think it could really help me at all. Like, not, I'm not, it can help, it can help some people, but I don't feel like it would be, like, helpful for me to take on and to do the motions, because I feel like I'd just be in the same boat. I'm like, I'm just here to go through the motions. Like, I don't actually see the importance of it.
Yeah. Did you do sports in high school?
Yes.
What sport?
I played soccer. And I played lacrosse a little bit. And I tried out for the freshman basketball team, but I got cut.
As tall as you are, I'm surprised you got cut.
And I got cut in eighth grade from playing baseball, so I stopped that too. But I played soccer all 4 years.
Okay. I knew you played soccer, I just couldn't remember if you played in high school or not. Okay.
Yeah. I was only on varsity 1 year.
Was it senior year?
Yep. I did
just
get my letter,
senior,
though.
Just because you were a senior.
I did get my varsity letter, though.
Okay, would you say that a sport like soccer, that's so wide-ranging, has been around for so long, has an element of spirituality and a religiousness to it?
I don't think so.
Have you ever seen the crowd at the World Cup games, though?
That's true.
And the spirit
they
that
worship
they,
it.
Yeah.
It is everything for them. So, I guess, like, it can, if you're looking at it like it's, you bring it into your life and it helps you and it's something to do with friends and it's like a gathering of people that have the same interests and you do the same thing over and over again, I guess it could be considered a religion.
It's a weird question.
Or like or a spiritual event, but I never saw it that way. It was more, I enjoy the sport. It's a good workout. I have friends. I feel like I'm okay at it, even though I was only on varsity 1 year.
And I was senior year.
I'm lucky. Yeah. But I, like, it, I guess it was, it could have been kind of like, wow, I've had a crappy day at school. Yes, I get to go play soccer. Like, this is going to make everything better. But I never really thought of it like, this is in my life to help me, and it's like a spiritual event.
Yeah.
But I guess thinking back on it now, it could have been.
Yeah.
And I just never noticed.
Yeah, it's a little bit strange, but
yeah,
just looking at it from a different angle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely, because I never like, and with other sports teams too.
Mm-hmm. Like football gets intense.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like it would have, with everything else, I guess it would be the same. It would be, somebody may not notice it while they're playing, or if I was playing the other sports, I may not notice it while I'm playing, but looking back, it could have.
Yeah. Going to a sports game.
Yeah.
Like just look at hockey and everything that happened with that.
I love hockey.
Yeah. Everyone follows hockey for so long,
mm-hmm.
and we all get so invested in it.
Yeah.
And when your favorite team loses,
you get very angry.
Yeah, when the Bruins have a bad game.
I know all too well.
Yeah. Yeah, but there's a whole spirituality in that.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I understand it like that, because when I'm, I've been to a Bruins game before, and I sit there, and everybody, they score a goal, and everybody around me jumps up and is screaming, and my arms, like, the hair stands up on my arms, and, like, the back of my neck, and I get goosebumps, because it just, like, is such an amazing experience.
Yeah. So although you haven't experienced maybe traditional religion in that sense from what we usually think, maybe you've experienced religion spirituality in that way.
Yeah, that could be.
Yeah.
I never thought about it like that. Yeah. But I was always kind of like, I noticed when it was happening, like, I'm getting goosebumps on my arms, like, this is a great experience, I love this, this is awesome. But it was, like, in the moment, that's never what I was thinking. I guess I just didn't realize.
Yeah. So what do you think maybe the benefits are of having that type of experience or that type of community?
It's very uplifting, for sure. And speaking solely about the Bruins game, it makes you feel like a larger group, obviously, because you're there with everybody, all the other Bruins fans in the crowd, and you're all jumping and shouting together.
I mean, hockey's a little aggressive if you're not part of that community.
Yeah.
But.
But it's, I think it's, if it makes you feel connected to a larger group, which, from what we've learned in class, could be your religion.
Yep.
Because that's one of the characteristics, and it's just, it's wholesome, it's a very good experience, it doesn't have any really negative effect on your life.
Mm-hmm.
It helps, like, if you've had a bad day, you go to a hockey game, or if you had a bad week and you know you're going to a hockey game at the end of the week, like, yes, finally, the week's over, I get to go now and have fun.
Yeah, or even if you can't actively go to the hockey game.
Yeah, watching it.
Yeah, having
even
fun.
That,
yeah.
Still, makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Never thought about it that way.
What else might be similar to that you have in your life besides just hockey? You can dig deep here.
I'm a big fan of video games.
Mm-hmm.
Big fan, as you know.
Yeah.
And I think there's times when I'm playing video games with friends, and I feel very connected to everybody that's there, or like I feel connected to the game. It's as weird as it sounds, it's a game.
Yeah.
But it's like, I guess that would be the closest thing. I've never been like goosebumps on my arms, hair standing up on the back of my neck, like excited, but it could be.
Yeah, but you're so immersed in the experience.
Definitely. That's what I do for an escape, is like you sit there and you play video games. That's what I've always done. And you just escape everything else.
Mm-hmm.
You're in your own little world. You got nothing else going on.
Mm-hmm.
You're focused solely on that. And it helps. It feels a lot better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So going back to family, maybe how does your family represent religion differently from other people? Maybe not necessarily in the traditional religious sense, but how do they represent it differently? It could be in the traditional religious sense too.
Hmm. Interesting. The only thing that I can think of off the top of my head, every Christmas, my mother puts out that, the little wooden statues.
Which would... You have to tell me a little bit more.
I don't know what it's called.
Are they like the little nativity scenes?
Yes,
statues?
That's what it is.
Okay.
That's what it is. She puts out the nativity scene.
Okay.
Every year.
Yeah.
Without fail. And she broke it one year when she was putting it away. And she was very upset.
Mm-hmm.
She had to go out and buy a new one the very next day.
Mm-hmm.
Because it meant so much to her.
Mm-hmm.
I never knew why. I still don't really know why. I mean, it could have just been something that her parents did and she doesn't know. It's very important to her, but, like, I don't know what, I guess, my family as a whole, though, is, I feel like with them, I don't want to say majority of Americans, but the growing majority of Americans, because religion is becoming, I feel like it's becoming less of a publicized thing,
mm-hmm.
and more like either not having it all or like you keep it private to yourself. So I feel like my family is with the majority norm, so to speak, I guess,
mm-hmm.
with the rest of society, with not practicing it or not showing it to the rest of the world, I guess.
Yeah. Which makes sense. Maybe a better way to think about it is, well, what things are you doing to all have that sense of community together?
Mm-hmm.
And to have that experience that you have at the hockey game,
yeah.
or have in video games.
We have every Christmas morning, we have breakfast
mm-hmm.
with my grandparents. They come over at 8:30 in the morning every single Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
My grandfather makes 10 eggs. My grandmother makes 8 English muffins and bacon.
Mm-hmm.
And my mom cuts cantaloupe every single Christmas. This is exactly what happens.
Why those three foods? That's very oddly specific.
It's four foods.
Oh, I'm sorry, I miscounted. I got stuck on the exact number of English muffins. It's like 8 English muffins. Okay.
That's 16 pieces of English muffins.
Yes.
It's just...
Tradition.
It's what we do.
Mm-hmm.
And it's... We do it on Easter, too. It's not the same food. We have sausage then and
mm-hmm.
bacon, and there's a few more things. And occasionally, like, there's the base food, add those four, and then add whatever we want, cinnamon rolls or muffins or something.
Yeah.
But that, I think that brings us, it definitely brings us together, because we know it's going to happen
mm-hmm.
without fail. It's going to happen no matter what.
Yeah.
If it's snowing and there's 2 feet of snow and it's snowing overnight, they'll be there no matter what.
Yep.
So it's comforting to know that it's there and that it's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that would be one way that, like, we come together as a group and
mm-hmm.
experience something like... is just the family time together that we have set aside that we know we're gonna experience, like,
yeah.
with each other.
Yep. Okay. I'm gonna cut it.
Okay.
Okay, is there anything else you want to add before we end our interview?
I don't think so. I think.
Do you have any feedback on the interview and how it went? Okay.
Well, you're a good interviewer.
Okay. Go ahead and hit done.